Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Boston Public Library has a new interim president. The BPL board appointed David Leonard this morning after a rough couple of months for the venerable library. Leonard is already BPL's Director of Administration and Technology, and he steps in as current president Amy Ryan is set to step down in July. She announced her resignation last month in the midst of intense controversy after it was learned that two valuable works of art had gone missing from the library. That art was later found in the library, but the BPL itself may still be seeking a way forward. But David Leonard joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
So first of all, congratulations on being named interim president. What is your number one priority on the first day you become president?
Well, thank you. I certainly have a lot of challenges ahead, and we'll be working with our outgoing president, Amy Ryan, over the next couple of weeks to ensure a very smooth transition. And I also have the support of the Board of Trustees and the Mayor's Office to make that a smooth and effective transition. And then there are a number of priorities that will come to pass for July and going forward. Those include, first and foremost, keeping a focus on our core library services, the things that our staff do every day. We have to ensure that we continue that and continue improving those services and the projects that relate to that, such as the renovation of the Johnson Building here at Copley Square. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, the critical role that all of our 24 branches play in all the neighborhoods of Boston.
Right. Well, what about if I may? I'm sorry to interrupt there, but if I may just get right to it. I mean, what about the issues that were sort of put under the spotlight in the past couple of months? That there, part of the concern is that maybe the works of art went missing because of misfiling or a lack of a good cataloging system for these real treasures that the BPL has.
Yeah, if I can have more than one first priority,
sure. I'll give you another.
That probably helps me address that point, because the work that we have to do in collections management and security is right up there. And we committed at previous Board of Trustees meetings to continue to work through the issues that came to light and to ensure that we move swiftly to make the improvements that are necessary in both of those areas, although in some cases that's going to be a multi-year, multi-phase project to get everything to the point that we need it to be at.
Mm. Now, you were already BPL's Director of Administration and Technology. I'm just wondering, what has morale been like at the library over the past, 8 weeks or so, as all of this sort of maelstrom of controversy has been swirling around?
Well, I think it's been mixed, and it's been a challenge. Staff are certainly concerned that some of these things that occurred reflect poorly on all of us. And really want to be part of the solution now to ensure that we restore public trust, that we deal with the underlying issues, and that we have a clear plan to go forward. So I think this morning's announcements will hopefully begin to restore people's trust that there is a plan going forward, and at least on an interim basis, we have a clear direction to follow.
Yeah. So it's interesting because I was looking at your background, and before you were at the Boston Public Library, you worked in IT consulting, right?
Yeah, IT consulting, and also working with pretty large companies nationwide to help them with their strategic goals and their organizational structures.
So how do you apply that experience to the challenges that the BPL has before it now?
Well, I think, I would sum up a lot of my consulting experience as really being about problem solving and using the strategic assets that you have to move institutions forward. So in some ways, I'm hoping that those skills may be exactly what we need at this point in time, and that starting in July, I'll be able to help lead the institution, because I do see this really as a team-based approach, both with the other managers here, staff as a whole, our unions, and most definitely our City Hall colleagues under the leadership of the mayor.
Well, David Leonard is the newly announced interim president of the Boston Public Library. Mr. Leonard, thanks so much for joining us today.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, is Harvard University discriminating against Asian American applicants? I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.